Have a seat. Well, I listened to the, I should probably preface this by saying, I'm not talking to 99% of you. So if you think I'm talking to you, then I am talking to you. Otherwise, I'm not talking to you, I'm only talking to a few. And I should be talking to one or two people face to face instead of, but I need to bring it up in front of all of you. I get back from the show two Sundays ago when you had the rehearsal on Sunday, and I'm listening to one of the recordings from the school where the acoustics are just terrible. And when you're there live, you don't get to hear a lot of the stuff, the first generation. On the recording, you can pick up more. And I don't know if it's because I wasn't there or if I'm listening to, I listened as far as the end of Sanchez and I shut it off. People adding notes that aren't on the, I feel like my message is not getting out there or it's being ignored by, and it's not you guys. It's more over here, okay? So I'll just speak in general terms. The end of the up-tempo at the end of Bella Via, where the mellophones go up, the mellophones play the nine, and somebody in the soprano line goes up another fifth. Ah, what the hell? We'll take out the ninth, we'll take out the ninth, and I'll be a hero. We can't work this way. You know, you either buy into the system or you don't buy into the system. You either buy into the breathing and the sight reading and all this other stuff, the air training. Otherwise, I can't take you any further than you are right now. There's just no way. If you don't adapt to the system, it just cannot be done. Because it only takes one person to really screw up all the good things that go on. So I don't know why people do that. Oh, well, he's not here, so I'm going to get carried away. You can't do that. You have to have discipline. There's no other way. There just is not another way of doing it. There's a lot of stuff I'd like to do, but I don't know if I even can approach it if this kind of thing is going to happen, if people are just going to get sloppy. I listened to the end of Masquerade. That was sloppy. Gosh, I don't know. I wanted to get into these function chorales where we work with numbers instead of note names. We do the 1-1-3-5, 1-1-flat-3-5, 1-1-flat-3-5, flat-7-1. So you're looking at, it's an ear training thing, and it gives you the opportunity of seeing that number, knowing that's the third, it's the fifth, it's the tonic. It's great for ear training. The guy that wrote it, Stephen Miello, swears by it. The time that we've spent on sight reading and ear training and listening and singing and buzzing and all that stuff has paid such great dividends to the ensemble. And then you get into a rehearsal and one person starts to, you know, playing wrong notes, and you're not going to hear it if you're in the field house because the music is just bouncing around. There's just no way you're going to hear it. You hear it in the recordings. And that just takes away from what could be that much better had it not been done. You know, if you don't want to do sight reading, if you don't want to do warm-ups, if you don't want to do breathing, if you don't want to, then maybe I'm in the wrong place or you're in the wrong place. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Abraham Lincoln quote, if I had 8 hours to cut down a tree, I'd spend 6 hours sharpening the axe. And this guy with the function chorales that I wanted to get into just talks about how important they are and how it correlates with every other thing. In other words, you spend all this time working on this here, and then you get to this stuff that you haven't spent a lot of time on, and it just gets that much better. It just keeps getting better. And it takes the boredom out of the daily rehearsals, or the weekly rehearsals, or the monthly rehearsals, or whatever. But you have to have more discipline. You have to have more self-discipline. You can't play louder than the people around you. You can't play adding partials that are not written in the score. If you guys want to go up a fifth, fine, but I'll take out the nine, because you just wipe that out. But you got to play only the notes that are on the paper. And if there's somebody around you that, if you're afraid to say something to the person that you know is playing the wrong note or playing too loud or adding things, talk to me about it. I'll pull them aside. But I just want to let you know, I can't take you to that next level. These function chorales are fabulous. It's that much. This guy spent, I don't know how long, and he created, it's free. Anybody that wants to use it. This guy just loves good music. He wants the teachers to teach good music. And this is one of the tools that gets the groups where they need to go. So, I'm sure you know who you are that decides to improvise a little bit with the score. You can't do it. You just can't do it. Unless you want to sound like every other alumni corps that just goes out and plays loud all the time. I mean, I had to judge 30 bands last Sunday, and I heard some bands just play loud and loud. And when that band comes on, that's been trained really well, the right way. Wow. I just want to sit down in the chair and not talk and just, wow. Great stuff. If you want to be good, you've got to play by the rules. Otherwise, you just become the run-of-the-mill brass ensemble, whether it's drum corps alumni or the East, whatever. Brass ensemble playing a gazebo in the summertime on July 4th. Just a run of the mill. You have the capability to be great. You are great. I mean, you do great things here. So why you get off that path when you get to another venue or you get to a rehearsal when it might be loosey-goosey or I'm not there or I don't know. We talked about the North End when you were engaging the crowd coming out of line and not realizing how loud you were playing as you were getting closer to the people on the sidewalks. So just have to have more discipline. I know it's hard sometimes, but that's why I want you to be reading the music all the time when we don't have a performance. Now, obviously, we want you to memorize it, but you need to, it has to be a reference point. And unfortunately, you've got to sit here and listen to me spew this kind of language. I hate doing it. But you don't know how angry I got when I'm listening to that recording and I hear nine, up a fifth. Why? I've played in groups where people have done that. And little by little, we weed them out and it's not a problem. You can hear the difference when we just have like one person go up an octave, how that one octave, that frequency, just sounds that much louder. We don't need two people. We don't need one people when it's not called for. So that's all I'm going to say about it. But I'm trying to figure out, okay, how can I get this group to the next level if we're elevating one part of it and somebody's pulling us back? I mean, I worked on a staff years ago where I felt like we were making real headway, and then it was management, like letting the air out of the tires, we're pumping the tires up, somebody would be letting the air out. We've got to do this together. It can't be 99 out of 100, it has to be 100 out of 100, or 39 out of 40, or 29 out of, it's got to be 30 out of 30, 40 out of 40, because it doesn't take much. The better you sound, and I don't know how many times I said it judging on Sunday, the better you people play, the more obvious the mistakes become. Glaring mistakes.